This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Spiegel and Holmes.
Check Todd out at The Ringer. He's doing incredible stuff with the Todd McShay Show.
You guys are the not messing around crew. I like it.
Afternoons on The Score.
Associate producer, any thoughts? Anything? Any concerns so far?
No, not particularly.
All right, good. Thanks so much. Dynamite drop in. Here we go. We're off and running. He didn't make it on Easter Sunday. Had a bar mitzvah lesson, as one does.
He's, what, 5 months away?
Something like that, yeah.
Man, these are exciting times.
It's true.
He'll be a grown man.
Yeah, it's true.
I'm going to have to write him a check. Does he want a check or does he want Venmo?
He doesn't have Venmo.
All right, a check it is.
Yeah, I mean, I remember my bar mitzvah getting the checks and being like, whew, just looking at him and understanding what it was and what it could mean. So, yeah, I think he'd love that. He'd appreciate that.
All right, I still have a few checks left, so.
Right. How often do we use them in our lives?
You know what's crazy? Like, I thought about it because my checks have my old address where I've been out of that house for 4 years. And you would think that by now I would have gone through. I still have another box. I have another box of checks.
You're never going
to
run out.
And there's no reason to go get new ones. Mm-hmm. Like they cash. It's my account. Just, you know.
Just keep on rolling.
I used to like to get the fun checks.
The wacky ones?
Yeah, like you get like the Looney Tunes ones. Or
yeah, you get a shared bank account. That day ends. The wife's like, yeah, no. No, we're not going to go with that.
You, sir, have been busy with hit and run.
So yesterday, a member of the Cubs, member of the White Sox, I want to make sure you caught these and the listeners caught these. First, Quinton Berry, the new third base coach for the Cubs.
I like him.
A delightful guy. Just, and I'd heard that he was, and heard a little snippet of him with Boog and JD during spring training. So wanted to talk to him. We had a great conversation. Dude played for 14 different organizations in 14 years. Not all at the big league level, but wow. That man bounced around quite a bit. And has been a coach, a first base coach in Milwaukee. But that's not the only time he interacted with Craig Counsell. And I had overheard this story and need to ask if this was true. Does it start with my question to him? I think it does, from yesterday morning on Hit and Run.
You played for Craig Counsell for 1 year or what, a month? How memorable was that for him that time?
Yeah, he didn't remember it at all. Yeah, we talked about that. It kind of broke my heart a little bit. You know, he thought we played together. He said so. It was something that definitely let me know where I stood on his list of players that he had under his helm.
I mean, you're the manager of the Brewers. You're making a playoff 2017,
yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
You're making a playoff run. The front office delivers you the Quinton Berry for all your base running needs, and he doesn't even remember. That's insane.
Yeah. Yeah, he had a lot going on, man. He had a lot going on. I understand it. I get what he has to deal with. So
That's great.
I wasn't too mad. I just,
that's great.
Crazy, but it's good. I let them know. I let them know every day.
Good. Yeah. You should. What do? You wave to them on your way in?
Yeah.
And Craig?
Yeah. I'm your third base coach, guys. Don't forget. So, that's pretty good.
Quentin Berry waving to Craig Counsell, just reminding him who he is on the daily now.
That's outstanding. It's 2017. Let me see how many games it was.
Yeah, how much did he play?
It was only 7 games.
Okay.
I really like Quentin Berry during that interview speech because that was always a guy as a White Sox fan. When he was with the Tigers, he was always a chirpy guy, didn't play a ton, and there were really good teams in Detroit. He was there, and I was like, I kind of don't like this guy. Kind of like a Josh Naylor thing. But hearing him with you, I was like, oh, this guy's great.
He stole 21 bases that season for Detroit.
For Detroit, and then goes there as the base running specialist.
And he hit the number that we were talking about. Quinn Berry in 2012's OBP was 330.
See? So if the OBP is 330 and you're a speed demon, that's because that's my question about Chandler Simpson, the new Tampa Bay Ray, who's just ridiculously fast. He broke up Max Fried's no-hitter with an infield single, by the way, yesterday.
How'd you feel about that? How'd you feel about it going to review?
It's the right call. It was absolutely the right call. Yeah, they didn't change it until, 10 minutes later?
Yeah, I think
something like
two innings later.
Boy, but he did end up giving up a hit in the eighth inning anyway. But if it's the right call, it's the right call. And even Aaron Boone admitted it was the right call. But what is an acceptable OBP for an absolute speed demon?
I think 330 is the minimum for. And so we looked it up. So like we looked up Billy Hamilton.
Never got there.
His career OBP was 292.
Yeah, that's why he's not a big league player, you know, or big league regular. Anyway, no matter how fast he is, this kid on Tampa is better. He had 355 last year in the minors.
I'll take that.
Yeah, absolutely. And then talk to Shane Smith. Got a chance to talk to Shane Smith, the White Sox starting pitcher. Massachusetts kid who had 200 friends and family at Fenway to watch him pitch on Saturday. And I was trying to talk to him about his circuitous route to the big leagues at the end of the interview. And he let me know in a very special way that it was time to go onto the field and do some work.
Did you ever lose hope that you were going to be able to have a moment like this where you're in the big leagues, man, and you're killing it? Were you afraid that wasn't going to happen at any point?
The light is always there. Sometimes it's brighter and sometimes it's a little dimmer. But, I always had hope, and sometimes it looks different. But I always, you always picture yourself here, so... Whatever it's until somebody tells you no, that's the dream. But I got to let you go, Maddie. I'm sorry. I got stuff to do here.
You're good. Thank you, Shane. Thanks for the time, man. I appreciate it.
Hey, man, it happens.
Yeah. Take care.
Nice talking to you. That's Shane Smith.
It happens.
He's got to let me go. I got a Maddie, though, which is nice.
It happens. Good on him for saying that and
absolutely.
Giving you the Maddie.
Had the text from PR come through at the same time, but I... didn't have a chance to say goodbye. He did, though.
But I got to let you go, Maddie. I'm sorry. I got stuff to do here.
You're good. Thank you, Shane. Thanks for the time, man. I appreciate it.
I got to go here, guys. I got something.
I will say that if you're the White Sox and people are trying to bring attention to one of your better stories...
He gave me 15 minutes,
I know.
It was great. I'm just glad they gave us a player. Been a while, so I was glad they gave us a player.
Yeah,
right
he's the day after throwing, I think, and he's in his hometown team ballpark. Yeah,
apparently he did media all over Boston. You know, with everything that he had to do. No, I appreciate that he joined in. Absolutely.
Okay.
Yeah, I'm good with it, and I got a Maddie. I don't know, like
Maddie.
Yeah.
That's good.
What's going on with the Congress, Maddie?
You know that?
George Clooney.
What are you doing here?
That's a Maddie, right? It gives him a Maddie.
Yeah.
Maddie's when you throw it around. He has no idea if I'm a Maddie or not. I haven't really been.
I do. I got to let you go, Maddie. I'm sorry. I got stuff to do here.
That's it. All right, guys. Didn't mean to bother you.
Thank you, Coach. Appreciate you.
Went a little long, huh?
Yeah, a little bit long with Shane Smith.
Got comfortable.
Yeah.
It's good vibes.
Yeah, man. And I get a Maddie. I'll take it.
When we come back, we're going to get back into talking a little bit about the draft and what the Bears should and should not do. So don't go anywhere. Spiegel and Holmes with you until 6 on The Score.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America, for America.
I'm Emma Greed, and I'm the host of the Aspire podcast, a show where I talk to the world's most brilliant minds about building the life of your dreams. Listen to and follow Aspire with Emma Greed, an Odyssey podcast, available now wherever you get your podcasts.